Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
It is Friday, the 20th of May, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam Territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Veda Hilly has released a new album. We will talk to her and play some tracks for you as well. And in keeping with the shameless self-promotion mandate of Dave Radio, we're going to tell you all about a play I'm in at the Havana next week. It's called Nuts, and it stars Carly Palmer, and she'll be here too. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Get Veda Hilly on the phone in a moment, but first, a reminder that a Vancouver legend is performing at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street tonight. If it's not sold out already, I hope it's not. It's Art Bergman.
Thank you. shoulder and left town in a fit of grief. The houses kept them warm long winter nights. Laugh track on repeat. If they'd only known it to some people, ugly rumors are true. They'd have ignored the pounding on the door. Gonna die.
So that's Art Bergman, who is at the Fox Cabaret tonight. You don't want to miss that. On the phone right now, we are honored to be joined by the great Veda Hilly. Hi, great Veda Hilly.
Hello, great Dave.
Yeah, Veda, you have been producing great music for like over 25 years in Vancouver. And
yes.
You're just releasing your new album, Love Waves, which we were going to hear from in a few minutes. But I want to start by talking a little bit about something you've been sort of getting involved with more recently, and that's theater.
You have
the honor of having received a Jesse Award for the Craigslist Cantata, and you said something when you received that award that really struck me, and I've always wanted to ask you about that, because you said that. I forget what the exact words were, but you were implying that if it wasn't for the Vancouver theater community, you probably wouldn't be living here anymore.
Well, we've talked about leaving over the years at various times, me and my little coterie of people. But I think that, Vancouver theater has really helped me stay home, basically. Because I was starting to dabble in theater because I always try to do all sorts of things. And then when my son was born, I suddenly was a lot more available to stay and work on these things long term, because theater takes so long. And so I think the theater people discovered that and kept me really busy, which enabled me to be home with my son and be home in Vancouver and still be doing work that I found completely interesting. So I appreciated that that shift, because rock and roll, it's a little harder
to
manage that.
Yeah, and you've the theater world seems to like you too. You've had some had some really great successes with the Craigslist Cantata and with the East Van Panto, and now most recently Onegin with the Arts Club.
It's I love it. It's like this. They're like big puzzles.
Yeah,
writing, which is sort of like albums, but albums I find like the purest albums, the songwriting albums I find are a bit more like. They're a bit more from the heart of me, maybe. And I used to think that the theater work and the other commissions were secondary, and I've realized that that's not true at all. It's just a different part of me, and it is like putting together a gigantic, fascinating puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the new album, Love Waves. This is your first release in, what, 7-8 years?
Well, I have some smaller releases. Like I had Peter Panties in 2013 and Young Saint Marie in 2011, but those were project based. So I sort of have two streams of albums: ones that are documents of specific things, and then ones that, as I say, are like the songwriting albums. So I consider this Riot Life to be the predecessor to Love Waves, and that was 2008.
Yeah,
so, yeah, long time ago.
8 years.
Yeah,
time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, and raising a child and writing musicals.
Yeah. So are these songs that you've been working on over the last 8 years?
No, what happened was that basically after my son was born, I was very busy with him, and then also doing commission work because that was what was around, and also to pay the bills. And so I hadn't actually written anything since he was born, so in that was my own truly. So in 2013, I decided it was time to see if there was anything left in me, and so I took the family. We went to Berlin for 3 months, and I entered a sort of self-imposed writing residency. And I thought it was entirely possible that I wouldn't have any more songs to write. Like in some ways, becoming a mother is an ending to a part of your life, and I think I'm always ready to see that maybe the songs have dried up. I hope to never write past that moment.
Yeah.
But after a couple of weeks of napping in the studio, I started to write like a mofo, and I got most of this record and a bunch of Onegin written there as well.
Yeah.
So it was a very, very fertile time.
Absolutely. Well, let's hear something from the album, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. Why don't we just start with track number one, Lover Hater?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment with more of Ada Hilly. Okay.
This is how things get over. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. This is how things get better. Hold your breath and wait for summer. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Where is the best thing? Is it gone? Was it ever, if it's done? Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Where is the best thing now? I guess I put it. Concentration on my face. fonder, so stay away a little longer. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Is this how things get better? Should I give you back your sweater? Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Where is the best thing now? I guess I put it.
So that's Lover Hater, Veda Hilly, off of her brand new album, Love Waves, that is released today, right?
15th was the official date.
All right.
It 15. Just feels like a party all the time.
Yeah. So where does that song come from, Lover Hater?
Oh, that's a song about a complicated relationship and how really, when it really came down to it, all I could offer was making a record.
Yeah.
Which isn't enough. You know, that's not actually enough to sustain any kind of friendship or relationship. And so it's, I feel like it's the thing I'm good at, but it's not always what you need, right?
Yeah. It's what we do, though. If it doesn't work, mm-hmm. make art out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Now, I mentioned while the song was playing that not everything on here is an original composition by Veda Hilly. You've got some very distinguished covers on here. You've got a David Bowie song and something by Brian Eno and even Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yes, indeed. Well, what happened was when I was writing the piece, before things really got going, I was in Berlin and I would think about Bowie and Eno a lot in Berlin, of course, and I had thought about trying to write something that was kind of like low, although I think it hasn't ended up sounding like that at all. And so to get things rolling, I was just playing covers for myself.
Yeah.
But both those songs, the Teenage Wildlife by Bowie and By This River by Eno, just felt really right, and I went into them and changed them around a little bit too, as I usually do.
As you do, yeah.
And the Gilbert and Sullivan was just because I love that song.
Yeah.
I've got this idea of doing an electronic version of the Mikado, which may someday actually come to fruition. But so far, I just have that one song that I messed with a bit. But it's such a great, it's almost like a rap brag, that one, The Sun Who's Rays. And I didn't think I could ever write so boastfully about myself. So it was the only way I could sing that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, excuse my Gilbert and Sullivan ignorance, but is that song from the Mikado? The Sun Who's Rays?
Okay. Yeah, this one. It's the song that Yum Yum sings.
Ah, okay. I do know who Yum Yum is, so that's all right.
Very good. I mostly know the Mikado through the Mike Lee movie, and it's such an exquisite version of that song in the Mike Lee movie.
Yeah. So. And you mentioned Berlin. The photo on the inside cover, that looks like, is that from Berlin?
Yes, it is. Very good. It's an old postcard, but it's the World Clock, which is very near the festival, TV tower.
Yeah.
It's this amazing thing from the DDR that it's always revolving. It's got all the planets on it as well as all the continents, and you find where you are on a continent, and then it tells you what the day and the time is. And it's always moving incredibly slowly. It's a beautiful 1970s art clock. It's one of my favorite things.
The photo kind of confused me because the building in the background almost looks like one of the buildings here on campus. Because we've got a lot of that. We've got that 70s utilitarian architecture going on here, too.
Well, I mean, I was, because the photo on the front of the album is obviously East Vancouver, taken on top of the studio that I worked in. But then I really wanted to keep the Berlin reference in there because it feels like, I mean, I feel like Berlin and East Van are very related, or at least I feel very comfortable in both places, and they both have a kind of an open wildness, and you don't really know what's going to happen. Yeah. So I wanted to keep that parallel.
I remember when the wall came down, sitting at the Railway Club with a group of regulars, and they were all kind of shaking their head in despair because Berlin will never be the same now that the wall's gone.
Well, you know, I met some people, some younger people on one of my trips there. This guy who was, I think, in his late 20s, and he really missed the wall. He was saying that what he was saying is when we were kids behind the wall, we just ran around all day. Our parents didn't know where we were. We were in each other's houses in and out and run down the street. And I said, you don't miss the wall. You miss the 70s. It was like that everywhere. but I think that for the people who weren't involved politically and who weren't having to struggle to make work and feed their families and all that stuff, the wall had some strong romantic things. Of course, it was also a horror.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you don't see the horror, then you don't know it, and it has other memories for you. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
It is a pleasure. I always love visiting CITR, even if it's only over the wires. I'm glad you guys are still kicking.
Yeah. You should. Have you seen the new studio yet?
I haven't.
We've been open for almost a year.
Okay.
It's a brand new building. We've gone from being behind the brick wall, hidden in the upper corner of one building, to being behind glass walls in the main center area of the new building. So it's completely changed everything around. Yeah, just like a radio station.
Well,
so you have to come out and
visit
sometime. Exactly. Let's sell some music. Where can people find Love Waves?
Oh, they can, you know, right now you can just find it at vedahilly.com.
That's easy.
So simple. It's really easy. I have to run around town and bring some to the record stores, which I love. Yeah. But right now, vedahilly.com. And, of course, at my show, May 28th at the York Theater, which is going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I've got a 9-piece band, 3 synthesizers, 2 drummers, backup singers.
And that's... So. I'm like triple booked that day already, so I'm going to have to miss it. But that's closing night for I'm doing a play at the Havana that week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, at least you're in the neighborhood.
Exactly. So maybe we'll drop by afterwards and you know, have a beer or something.
That sounds great.
Okay,
but otherwise we'll let you know next time.
Yeah. So what should we close with? I gave you permission to pick the ending song.
Oh yes. Let's go with the Bowie.
All right.
Good old Bowie.
Teenage Wildlife.
All right.
All right. Thanks,
Veda.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How come you won't? With its promise of something hard to do, a real life adventure worth more than pieces of gold. Blue skies above, sun go down, strength in your stride and hope. I see you tonight. All used up. Break open your $1 million weapon. You push your luck. Still you push your luck. Broken nose moguls, all of you. What am I doing? Same old thing. Brand new drag comes sweeping in. A I take you aside and say, David, what shall I do? I wait for you in the hallways. You say, don't ask me, I don't know any hallways. And we move in numbers. We've got you in a corner, and I feel like a group of one. Can't do this to me. I'm not some piece of teenage wildlife. Oh, not a piece of teenage wildlife. Of history put on their bloody robes. The word is the demented one is out there on his own. And you are low for maybe the last time. You're free for a long time. And you howl like a wolf and you can't and you don't. Behind, you fall to the ground like a leaf from a tree. Look up one time at that vast blue sky. Scream all aloud as they shoot you down. Oh, oh, you're not some piece of teenage wildlife. Oh, not a piece of teenage wildlife. Fingerprints will prove that you couldn't pass the test. There'll be no other songs, my love. I wait around, I whisper, I miss you. I had to go, each to his own. It was not a piece of teenage wildlife. Oh, not some piece of teenage wildlife.
Chip in your smartphone can make the difference. An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Support of her critically acclaimed new album, Love and Lust, Jada Kelly's Canadian tour comes to Vancouver. Jada Kelly, CD release tour live at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver on Thursday, June 23rd with special guest Lydia Hall and the Campbell Bay Music Fest on Main Island on Friday, June 24th. Jada Kelly's Love and Lust is available on Darth Jada Music. For more info and tickets, visit darthjada.com and ticketfly.com.
You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM, and joining me in the studio right now is Carly Palmer.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Carly. Thanks for coming in. We're using our NPR voices today.
This is just nuts.
So, yeah, you're here to talk about Nuts.
Nuts, the play by Tom Topper.
Yeah.
We've been working on that for a while, hey, Dave?
Long, long time.
Since.
It's actually just an excuse to hang out two nights a week for the last 3 or 4 months or something. But it seems to be working.
It's been a blast.
Yeah.
I've had real fun working with the group of actors that we've had on board. It's been a real treat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Come on, keep it together.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. You're playing Claudia.
I'm playing Claudia Faith Draper.
Yeah. Now this is a movie. This is a play. It was a play written in the 70s, and it was made into a movie with Barbara Streisand
and Richard Dreyfuss.
So you're playing the Barbara Streisand part, right?
I am playing the Barbara Streisand. Yeah.
And I'm playing the I can never remember his name now.
Your character's pretty judgmental.
Yes. Oh, I know that. I know the character's name, but I was just trying to remember the actor's name who played him. James Whitmore. Oh. I'm playing the James Whitmore part. I'm the judge. Yeah. So why don't we tell the people what Nuts is all about?
Well, it's a play. Did we say it was written by Tom Topper? Yeah, I think we did.
Yes,
okay.
Did. Yeah.
So it's a play.
Okay it's okay to mention him again, though.
Tom Topper. Yeah. So it's a play about a girl who is may or may not be nuts. Mm. She's being accused for first-degree manslaughter. We don't know if she did it or not. But
she's sort of claiming self-defense.
It's a pretrial. Mm-hmm. Just a similar pretrial that they would have for any kind of out-of-the-ordinary crime taking place. And, hey, is this person crazy? Were they in their right mind when they did it? So it's a trial pertaining to that.
Yeah, it's a hearing rather than a full trial. And the sort of the lead-up to the event is that Claudia's parents have conspired with the district attorney to get a psychiatrist to label her as schizophrenic paranoid so that she doesn't have to face the trial for manslaughter. And Claudia says, no, I want to face the trial.
Mm-hmm. Like she puts on her big girl pants.
Yeah. And everyone wants to help her. Well, no, we want to help you. We want to protect you. And Claudia says, no, I don't need your protection.
Yeah. She just needs a good defense lawyer.
Yeah. Which she has.
Yeah, and
played by Patrick Spencer.
He's an amazing actor. We've had a lot of fun working with everyone.
Yeah. I've worked with Patrick a few times before, and this is the best work I've ever seen from him. He's really brought some great stuff along. And then another great actor, Seth Little, plays the slimy psychiatrist.
The evil Dr. Rosenthal.
He's the villain. He's the one you will love to hate, and he does a fabulous job with that.
He's so much fun to pair against. Yeah. As an antagonist.
Oh, yeah.
He plays it great. And it's fun when you get to work with people that you actually deep down inside love in your heart, because that you can see the chemistry between the actors or between the friends or people or players. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that that's not really something that we have to work for, because that's something that we've built over time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even when the characters are butting heads and there's an antagonistic relationship between the characters, you can still feel the affection between the actors, and that's what makes it work, is they're all there to help each other out. So let's talk a little bit about Carly. Where are you from?
I'm from Thunder Bay, Ontario.
The Lakehead,
yeah, in the Confederation College.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Are you from the Port Arthur side or Fort William side?
No. Port Arthur all the way. PA all the way.
I've often wondered about that, because that amalgamation happened when I was still in elementary school or something. And then just one day the teacher said, okay, this is now called Thunder Bay.
Yeah, my boyfriend's from Fort William, and it was like a Romeo-Juliet situation where, okay. Oh my God, two people from the opposite parts of town. Falling in love. No, it's definitely very like territorial. Like if you're PA, you're PA. And if you're Fort William, I mean, I lived in Thunder Bay for 23 years and Fort William was like a totally different city. Like I didn't know my way around there.
Is there like a bridge or a body of water or something that separates the two?
No, there's just a long stretch of road where there's like a couple things in between, like a mall and Pete's Place and Burger King and stuff like that. And it's a lot of grain elevators. It's like a lot. It's a huge industry for like shipping.
Well, yeah, because that's the gateway from the prairies to the shipping lanes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like I always say that if you live in Port Arthur or Fort William and you want to move away but you can't afford it, just move to the other side of the town. Yeah. It'll just it's like a new city. Everything's slightly different.
So how long you been in Vancouver?
For 6 years. I moved out here in 2010 or 2009 around, mm-hmm. right before the Olympics. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what a way to introduce yourself to a city.
I was shocked. I was like, wow, is it going to be like this forever? I've got two fingers.
Yeah. What's going to happen next?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was exciting and it's settled down, of course.
Because you arrived and then we had the Olympics 1 year and then we set fire to police cars the next summer.
And I lived downtown. Kind of, it was pretty exciting, like to see, well, exciting in a scary
terrifying,
way.
Terrifying.
Exciting, like watching The Purge. Yeah. Like, oh my goodness, let's close our windows. The tear gas doesn't get in. Mm. But I'm glad that settled down as well. Yeah. The Olympics were fun. The hockey thing was a little crazy, but it's pretty interesting how that all unfolded and how just the human condition, how it is so.
Mm-hmm. Now you just live in the entertainment zone.
Now I also work in Yale Town, so it's like working in Gas Town, and I'll walk home sometimes. It's like from little city stop to little city stop.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's you're sort of transitioning from zone to zone as you make that short walk.
It's nice. It's nice. Yeah. Gastown's a beautiful place. Yeah. Downtown is it's okay. I've been living there for 6 years, so I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah, it'll do. If you were to move, where would you move to?
Like in the city or the world?
No, in the city first.
You know what? I would like to live in that, like, not so much Gastown, but maybe a little East Van, but like maybe.
Like Commercial Drive area?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to just tell you my honest answer. When I think about moving, I think if you move to where you want to be, then you'll always have to go there. I mean, you have to go to work. You just have to do that. So you're going to travel to go to work. That's fine. But if you have to, like, say, for example, if you live near the beach, you'll go to the beach every day because you live there. Yeah. So I would say I'd probably want to go somewhere where I'd want to be around, like the beach. Or I love the beach. So West End is a beautiful area. Stanley Park is a beautiful area. That whole, I mean, it is a little far from everyday life, but like I say, you make the journey to get out and do your job, then going home is always a treat.
When you're home and everything's there.
Yeah, every place you want to be. Yeah.
So how'd you get started as an actor?
It's something that I've always wanted to do ever since I was just so young. Like, there's just something inside me that was so spunky and dramatic that I just... It was, and then I think it was when I started watching movies and I realized, hey, people get paid for this. This is a thing. I want to do that. Yeah. Can I do that? I remember when I was in grade 8, I won like a most dramatic award, but it wasn't for a play. It was just like, in general, you are just the most dramatic person. And I was like, yeah, I am.
They didn't mean it as a compliment.
Yeah, but they actually got like me a little award and everything.
Cool.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, you take it as a compliment.
I was like,
thank you.
Oh, I got this. You just see me now.
You figured me out.
Watch me go from here. No, I've always really loved acting. I've always just, there's something about just general performance and art that I've always been thrived towards. That I've always been thriving for. It's just being able to express yourself in a creative way that, you know, can alter someone else's experience. That's just such a powerful way to live your life. And that, I think, is why I keep coming around in circles back to it, because it's like the end all be all of, you know, expression, I guess, for me, is my art, whether it be singing, trying to dance or acting or drawing or just being creative or entertaining someone even on the spot. You know, it's just like telling a joke or writing a song or all that kind of stuff. It's just when you feel it happening to you, it's just such a great moment to thrive and create. And I just like to stop everything I'm doing and work on it and then go back to the reality of the world after that's all done.
Yeah. What is the reality of your world?
Oh, you know, day jobs. Yeah. Well, it's my day job is a night job, so.
Yeah.
I'm a vampire, actually. yeah, I want to work in Gastown. So I want the reality of my life is I sleep in pretty late, wake up, go to work usually around 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then I deal with the public. I work at Guild & Co., so we got live music every night of the week. It's super fun mm-hmm. to see live bands and meet new people, meet people that travel all around the world. And it's like a melting pot for tourists and people that live in Vancouver and, you know, people that have moved here. So that's beautiful. That's nice. And I usually get home around 2, 3, and then I hang out for a bit. Go back to sleep.
Well, thanks for dragging yourself out of bed so early on a Friday morning to come and share your time with us.
It's my pleasure. Yeah. I actually didn't get off work that late, so it was totally cool. I'm like, I'm good to go.
You're here.
I'm a rock star.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's been fun.
All right. So you can see Carly and me on stage at the Havana next week. We open on Tuesday, which is the 25th at 7:30. And we're doing.
No, it's the 24th.
I know. 24th. I always get the dates mixed up. 24th, 25th is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 2 shows on Saturday. So that's 6 shows altogether. The evening shows are at 7:30. Don't show up at 8 o'clock. You'll miss the first half hour. That's the important part. And actually, the last half hour is the important part, but we won't go into that. Tickets are available at the door. And if you want to reserve, you kind of have to buttonhole one of us because there's no website, there's no phone number, there's no Facebook page or anything. Actually, put a note on the Dave Radio Facebook page if you want to come and see the show, and we'll make sure you get your name at the door.
And you guys could get at me at Twitter at Carly Palmer at, I guess it's at Twitter. I don't know. it's my name, and yeah. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah, with a K. Carly with a K.
At Carly Palmer.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, no, the play is pretty easy to swallow. So, I mean, the first half, the second half, the middle, it's like a fun little play sandwich of delicious goodness. We have fun.
Some good actoring going on there.
I speak English.
That will be nice. That would be nice to hear you speak English. Carly, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. All right. I love you. You're an amazing person.
I'm going to take that and like it. All right, let's play some more music. Allison McDonald, another dear friend of ours who just released an album of all these old show tunes and pop tunes from the early 60s and stuff. And right now she's in Kingston, Ontario, doing a closer walk with Patsy Cline. And to help her promote her album and to tell her we love her and to also promote her show for those of you who might find yourself in Kingston this week. Allison McDonald singing Patsy Cline's Walking After Midnight.
I go out walking after midnight out in the moonlight just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. Lonesome as I can be.
That's We Found a Lovebird, and they're playing the Anza Club tonight. So you don't want to miss that. These guys are great. Time now for the call board. Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for cruise musicians and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. First off, North Van Community Players is doing the female version of The Odd Couple by Neil Simon, and they're almost done with their casting, but they're still looking for one vital part, looking for a male actor, 30s to 50s, who plays Jesus, who is the younger brother of Manolo, who are the, now if you know The Odd Couple, you know that it's basically Felix and Oscar, and they have these two English sisters that come by for dinner, the Pigeon Sisters. This is the female version of The Odd Couple, so all the genders are reversed. So the Pigeon Sisters are the Costasuela brothers, and so they're looking for an actor to play one of those brothers. So handsome, extremely polite, good-natured, engaging personality, speaks English with a Castilian accent. That's the Spanish with a bit of a lisp in it. So give it a shot. That's North Van Community Players. Young People's Opera Society of BC is doing Amal and the Night Visitors. and they are looking for young singers between the ages of 10 and 30 to participate in that. A show for The Fringe called Just Watch Me, a Trudeau musical. And this is about Pierre, not Justin. Written by Daniel McLeod, and he's going to be here to direct it as well. And that is, as I said, it's going to be at The Fringe, and the audition is by appointment. So go to Walking Shadow at the Vancouver Public Library website to find out more about that. Fighting Chance has a few auditions going on. They're doing Heather's the Musical. They're also doing the Canadian premiere of the play Now or Later, and also the musical, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And those auditions are all happening around the end of the month. So go to fightingchanceproductions.ca to get the details on that one. Fraser Valley Stage has a couple of shows coming up. The Christmas Survival Guide for November and December. And then they'll be doing Hello Dolly in the spring. Go to fraservalleystage.com for the details on that. Peninsula Productions is seeking performers between the ages of 15 and 29 for their Next Gen program, and they will be spending the summer creating and performing theater in and around South Surrey and White Rock. Evergreen Cultural Center is doing a show called Coquitlam Rises. The audition is tomorrow for that one, looking for youth between the ages of 10 and 21 who can act, sing, and dance. And this is telling the story of the beginnings of the city of Coquitlam. Vagabond Players is doing Forever Plaid. That's happening in November and December. The auditions are on the 1st of June. Let's see here. Let's get to something that we haven't talked about yet. Well, we have talked about this one, but it's good to get it out there again. Green Thumb and Axis are doing their general auditions for their 2016-17 season. And you still have a few days to submit for that. Contact Shelby at generalauditions@axistheater.com. Let's see, one more here. Gateway Theater is doing Meredith Wilson's The Music Man for their Christmas show at the Gateway in Richmond. And the auditions are not until July, but you want to get your name in soon anyway so you can get a good audition appointment for that. All right, that's it. We're done. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Just send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and remember to like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca, or you can also find us on iTunes. And remember to subscribe and give us a review on iTunes as well. Stick around. Silver Moon is here. They're warming up right now. They're going to perform live in our studio for a very special femme concept. And then at 3:30, it's Nardwar, the human serviette. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female.